In his job speech before Congress on Thursday, President Obama is expected to mention a state program that he says is working to create jobs. It's called Georgia Works, a voluntary program that couples people on unemployment with companies willing to train them for up to 8 weeks and then maybe hire them. About 25% of the participants have been hired immediately after the program ends. Within 90 days, a total of 60% have gotten jobs. They also receive a small stipend, $240 from the state, for the 8 weeks program. More than 30 states are interested in starting up a Georgia Work-style program, but some labor experts worry that participating companies are getting free labor at taxpayer expense. And the program only has 21 trainees in it in Georgia right now. We'll find out why. From attorney Michael Thurmond. He's a Democrat. He's the former labor commissioner for the state of Georgia. He started Georgia Works back in 2003. Michael, what was your thinking in starting it?
Well, following the 2001 recession, I became concerned that the current unemployment insurance program, as well as reemployment strategies that we had, were not adequately addressing the problems of the long-term unemployed in Georgia.
And what's your sense of, you know, let's just get right down to the debate. Some labor experts worry that this is taxpayer-funded free workers for corporations for at least 8 weeks. Let's just get that right out of the way. What's your response to that?
Well, these are legitimate concerns. First of all, the Atlanta District Office of the U.S. Department of Labor Wage and Hour Division conducted a three-month evaluation in fall of 2010 and addressed many of the issues that are being concerned now. And they provided us, based on the information, no concerns regarding any violations of the federal labor laws. Secondly, what this really is 24 hours a week for up to 8 weeks. While I was in office, it was 24 hours a week for up to 6 weeks. And what we found is that it's obviously not enough time for anyone to try to extract free labor. Anyone who was not following the rules and regulations and policies set down that were very strict, they were removed from the program.
Well, in fact, companies could say that they're taking on the burden of training and that it works. And let's take a look at how it has worked. Let's listen to Jackie Willis Walker. She now handles calls at Georgia State University's Educational Opportunity Center. And she, along with 15 other current employees, were part of Georgia Works. They were hired through Georgia Works. And here's what she told NPR Georgia Works did for her.
I was able to glean information and learn things that I hadn't learned before to enhance me as an individual so that I am an asset wherever I go.
And so, Michael, she feels even if she hadn't gotten that job, she got the training.
That's one of the hidden values, value added of Georgia Works. What it does, it reconnects the long-term unemployed with the workplace. One of the tragedies of this particular recession is the longer you remain unemployed, the less likely it is that you're going to get a job. Many employers now publish job listings and basically say that if you've been unemployed for a long period of time, do not apply for this position. This allows a job seeker to get his or her foot in the door, and even if not hired by this particular training employer, they strengthen their resume and they have something to show that they have recent attachment to the workforce.
Well, the program is a work in progress. You made changes when you were commissioner. You expanded it to include the long-term unemployed. In other words, not just people currently receiving benefits. But we understand that the program enrollment tripled. You know, there were more than 30,000 people per month, I think, applying. The funds that the state have pretty much been depleted.
Well, this huge response that we received, quite frankly, surprised me. Well, we had thousands of unemployed Georgians, many of them not receiving, volunteering to participate. And really, we became a victim of our own success. But beyond that, it demonstrated that individuals who are unemployed, who wanted help, were willing to make the sacrifice and hopefully get a job.
Well, 32,000 trainees have gone through the program. 16,000 different employers participated. 5,500 people got hired. And as you said, many are being hired, you know, down the road from the actual training. But what happens now? Because, as you said, you were surprised by the response. The state burned through, I think, a $4 million annual budget. So what do you think needs to happen going forward? Because, as you said, there are so many people interested, and there's only so much, you know, a state can do.
Well, even though the amount of stipends we were providing increase, there would have been and there has been actually net savings to the state of Georgia. And so what we found was that we had saved some $6 million in unemployment insurance benefits that would have been paid out. By helping Americans get back to work quicker, we ultimately reduced the amount of taxes that employers will pay. And when you help Americans get back to work quicker, you allow them to earn a great amount of disposable income, and that's the power of Georgia Works. I tell you, one of the great criticisms we've heard over the years, myself in particular, is that it's just too simple. It's so simple, this cannot be the solution to this complex problem that's vexing America.
Well, you mentioned the stipend. We just want to be clear. It was at one time a $600 stipend for the 8 weeks. Now it's $240 for the 8 weeks, a stipend that's given to participants. This is meant to pay for gas, childcare, $240 for 8 weeks. For some would not, you know, even cover that. But what about doing away with that? Georgia's new Republican Labor Commissioner is considering doing away with a stipend, looking to New Hampshire, which has a no-stipend program that was based on Georgia Works. Would that help with some of the costs?
Well, New Hampshire has a very successful program, and one of the beauties of Georgia Works is that it's a flexible strategy. New Hampshire's proven that you can actually succeed with this Georgia Works-type strategy without any stipend at all. But that is the beauty of it. It's not a one-size-fit-all strategy.
Well, and what do you think is going to happen on the national level if, in fact, President Obama does propose it in his speech on Thursday? We've already heard from people like House Speaker John Boehner, a spokesman for Republican House Leader Eric Cantor. They seem to be more open to the idea.
The point is, at a time when we seem to be so divided, Georgia Works, the strategy, the concept, the philosophy, offers an opportunity for Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, independents, all to come together to help unemployed Americans get back to work. Look, we have a 60% success rate. Let me tell you what that means. That if today we were to enroll 1 million jobless Americans into Georgia Work type strategies all over this country, 90 days from now, 600,000 of those formerly unemployed Americans would be working.
Michael Thurman, former labor commissioner for the state of Georgia, who created Georgia Works, a program that President Obama might suggest this Thursday. Michael, Commissioner Thurman, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.